Steve and Jill here.
Howdy.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, Entertaining Land Investment Talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Scottsdale, Arizona.
I think it's sunny is the staple.
Just leave it as sunny.
I think it's changing up.
Sunny Scottsdale, Arizona. Okay.
But it is sunny here. More than California.
It's true.
Today, Jill and I talk about why having someone else's deal, why having someone else fund your deal is actually a good idea. In fact, we do it all the time. Mm-hmm. We actually seek out partners to fund some of our deals. And the short version is, it depends on the deal. Mm-hmm. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And if you're already a member, join us on Discord. It's worth it.
All right, so as Andy wrote, and it's a note here that he's not a member, in the process of browsing counties, I often come across areas where sorting low to high brings up similarly priced lots, but the acreage of the lots varies wildly. For example, I'm currently looking at a zip code in X state where half-acre lots and 20-acre lots all seem to be in the $10,000 to $20,000 price range. I tend to avoid areas like this because of the huge discrepancy, and it throws off my confidence in pricing. It would feel unwise of me to mail the half-acre lots offering $3,000 to $4,000 and then go on and mail 20-acre lots and offer the same amount. Any thoughts on how to divide up areas like this or how to get a better read? Do you ever just blanket mail a county with one offer price and then disregard acreage? Any thoughts are appreciated.
Always. What's important here is get the mail out. Mm-hmm. This discrepancy in data, get used to it. This is one big, if you're a data person in another field, or you're a retired pilot, or you got 30 years in public accounting, or you're a mechanical engineer, maybe you're retired, you know what looking at a data set like this and how frustrating it can be, and you've done it, been doing it for decades. Welcome to Land Academy, and welcome to real estate investing in general. Andy's already light years ahead of the clubhouse discussion that Jill was involved in this morning, whereas they drive around and they look for dilapidated houses. They write down the address, they find the owner's name, and they send them a kind little note saying, your house is a pile of crap. I'm happy to, why don't you give me a call? I'll take it off your hands. So Danny's already looking at data sets. He's realizing the data's not perfect. It's a little bit wonky, and he's trying to figure it out and get into that real estate market through data, not through the actual real estate. So if you're new and you're listening to these sentences that I'm saying and the light bulb's going off over your head, this is for you. And expect some weird data, because I know exactly where he's talking about in New Mexico, and I know how I would do it. But it's all based on experience. So honestly, my opinion on this is just based on it. Jill and I have done thousands of deals in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, in the beginning, this is frustrating for me, but not really. If you can crack through this data and figure it out, get it in a spreadsheet, go price per acre, you're going to find similarities. You're going to dig through that data and scrub yourself down to a point where you actually do have confidence that this 20-acre property in this zip code is actually probably worth $12,000. So I'm going to go out, I'm going to offer everybody $2,000. And so you have to just deconstruct the whole thing, mm-hmm. chill out, get a good cup of coffee, make yourself a sandwich, turn all the lights off, spend 3 hours in a dark room, lock your kids up, whatever it has to happen. I shouldn't say that. I should probably say get a babysitter, get a nice, sweet old lady babysitter for your awesome children, because I'm sure your children
are Doubtfire.
Awesome. I'm sure your kids are well-behaved and love to be a part of your family, just like our kids.
You know what it sounds like? You know what you're starting to go? You know what my dad used to tell us? Right. Why don't you guys go play on the freeway?
There's a lot of stuff back then that you could never, ever say now. My parents said some stuff to us regularly. Like, it wasn't just, oh, there was that one time when my dad was really mad and he slammed the book down. No, every day they would say stuff like, you're good for nothing. Oh. My mom used to say, well, the world needs ditch diggers too.
I never got that.
All the time. Like,
I never got
that's
that.
That's not okay.
Just go play on the freeway, which we all knew, like, ha ha.
That's pretty bad too, though.
I know, but he wasn't serious. It's just, I get it. That was the Archie Bunker in him coming out.
Right. These data sets, these data sets, this is the end of this.
I know
you're waiting for the end. No matter how wacky these, you know, the reason that, you know, there's a big discussion in Discord about this. There's somebody, some former Land Academy members developed a pricing tool. And people are asking about it. They're like, wow, this like takes all the brain damage out of pricing a mailer. No, there's no easy button to this. That's the problem with any pricing tool. If there was a pricing tool where you could hit a button and it would scrape data or API drive data and price it for you, it would be called a Land Academy pricing tool.
This is true.
There's a reason for that we don't have a pricing tool yet, because we will at some point. And I'm working on it now. Jill doesn't even know about this with somebody.
But it does involve, it could be an AI, but it involves an AI level / human interaction to make sure the right things are removed.
What Andy's saying here, he's like, what the hell? 20 acres is the same as a half an acre in this exact little tiny area. Well, these pricing tools that people have, little tiny children that are...
automated pricing tools.
These automated pricing tools that child developers have created with no real knowledge of real estate can't make sense of this.
Right.
There's no gray hair, real world knowledge in it. So... yeah, if you deconstruct it, get it in a spreadsheet, pull it all apart, you're going to find the similarities and you're going to price it correctly. Even in weird, even the way Zillow presents it, it's like, this doesn't make sense, but it does. Mm. Today's topic, why having someone else fund your deals is smart, we do it too. This is the meat of the show. How many deals are you involved in where there's other people that are funding it and it's a partnership situation? You know, I can think of 5 right now.
You have 5? I think I have 3.
Well, I'm thinking of the deals together that are in the system.
That's about right.
So,
yeah.
There's sometimes there's huge.
Well, we're a percentage on them. Like, we're one of a couple deals.
So, why don't you just do the deal? Why wouldn't you just do it entirely yourself? The conventional logic, and this, I hear a lot of new people say this, and I said this when I was new. Well, if it's such a good deal, why don't you just keep it for yourself and do it all?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a couple things. I wrote down 3 things about this. I have 3 good points on why it's good to have someone else fund your deals. So I don't mean to not answer your question, but maybe I think this will answer the question. So number 1 is having a partner is an extra pair of eyes. It's really kind of nice, especially the people that we partner with. I have a good trust with them, but I also look at it too. So, and I know they know that, and I know that they like that. That's, you know, we're both making sure none of us is making a bad decision here, number 1. Number 2, it kind of feels good having a partner. I'm not in this alone. We can bounce things off each other. We can say, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? I think we should change the posting to this. I think we need to tweak that, whatever it is. That's kind of nice. But the third thing, and the number 1 reason why you should have someone else fund some deals with you and why it's so smart is because you can take down more deals at a time and it's faster. You're not going to run out of acquisition funds. Because let me back up and say, here's what used to happen for us. I had so much money in this revolving account that was our acquisition funds. And then depending on how much mail Stephen would send out, I might run out of money. And I'm like, shoot. So if you look on my acquisition, the inbound, the Land Academy inbound caller checklist, that sheet there that you find on landinvestors.com, there's a thing on there is how fast do they want to close? How urgent is this? I used to need to use that. You know, and I'd rank them, you know, 1 through 5. It's like, take your time. Well, I might do the deal next month because I'm almost out of funds right now. So, and I didn't have anybody else back then, this is years and years and years ago, it was just our funds, to get money from. I didn't even, you know, we hadn't even thought about it in creating this whole thing. Had I thought about it, we could have, you know, brought in other people. But we always like to, you know, it was people that didn't know land very well. It was really just him and I. It was before Land Academy, and I don't want to explain what I do to my mom or anybody.
Yeah.
Exactly, to say, hey, I need some money, because it was just a whole can of worms. So anyway, but I'd have to space out deals, and if you do that, you risk them selling to somebody else, just changing their mind, going dark, whatever. So that's my number one thing. And so many people, it's another way. So for me, as I've got the deal, I can handle more deals myself, because I'm never out of money. It's like I have an unlimited fund. I just bring in whoever I want by putting it on Land Tank, and we'll talk more about that, I'm sure, another time. But also, it's great for me as a funder, because I can, too, as being the bank, I'm taking down more deals at the same time. So it's a win-win for both of us.
You should start practicing this mindset. You have unlimited source of funds for land acquisitions. I don't mean buying marinas or used cars or wholesale diamonds. I mean, you have unlimited resources as a Land Academy member for any type of vacant land transaction. The only thing is this: it's got to be a good deal. For us, it's got to be a great deal. But if it's a pretty good deal, somebody's going to fund it in our group.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Did you want anything else?
No, I'm happy that they could join us today.
Oh, good. And so am I. Because 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called How to Fund Deals and What You Should Look For If You're the Bank. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Was that with her? Were you doing air quotes?
No, tomorrow, Jill and I are, I actually like cut myself off.
Oh.
And paid attention to the script for once.
Oh.
Tomorrow, we're going to talk about being the bank, like us.
Okay.
And the right way to do it and the wrong way to do it and how to leverage your money correctly. If you're in a position to fund deals, you probably know this already, but Jill and I are going to talk about how we do it for land specifically, and how it's appropriate to do it for a Land Academy member. More so because I think that the people who are trying to get funding need to understand how you think as a lender.
Do you understand how I think?
Not at all.
Okay.
As a lender, I have a shot. But
as a male?
I don't know how to say this. I don't know. Jill and I introduce each other as life partners all the time, and it's like, because we're not married. And it's just, that's becoming weird. Have you noticed that?
It kind of is. In Canada, it's a normal thing. Everybody says, yeah, my partner, my life partner.
In Canada?
In Canada, they do
it. How do you know what goes on in Canada?
I want to say one time we were in Vancouver, and like a couple times I heard husband and wife call each other partners. So it's a readily intertwined thing here in Canada. I don't know.
I can't say my wife. I can't say my lover. I don't know what to say.
That's funny. The guy I share everything with. How's that? The guy I share my bills with.
You know, I introduced Jill as my sort of wife.
And you did do that.
Everyone got really mad about
they
that.
They were offended by that.
Not happy.
No, yeah.
That was California, so maybe I'm going to try it in Arizona and see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I like it. Sort of wife's kind of weird, too. We have to come up with a good term.
Yeah.
Maybe here's not the time or the place to do it. Need to send out a few thousand offers to property owners like us? Check out offers2owners.com. It's offers, the number 2, owners.com. No setup fees, free mail merge, and exceptional service. We should know, as it is our company. Give Offers to Owners a call today.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.